the Lions was always, they're always playing on like
the Lions, is going to make it to the playoffs. I could say that with most confidence because they're, even though they're 3-1, they still going to the playoffs because they are, I don't know, I think they're about to win a Thanksgiving game.
Be real, maybe.
Yeah.
They've been playing pretty good this year.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, Bex.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You ready for this AI sci-fi?
I don't really have much of a choice.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're going to change it up a bit. I'm not narrating this, so someone else has to narrate it. But I will.
Really? You're going to do that now? Hey. Why are you going to change it?
I don't know. I guess this is going to be very interesting.
Okay, well, Blurdog, one, Blurdog is going to narrate. And I'm going to be Captain Orion. Because I'm the captain. Orion,
goodness. Captain Vortex, a guy or a girl.
Are you Vortex?
What? Who's Vortex?
They're the Captain Vortex. I mean,
there's a Captain Vortex?
There's a Captain Vortex. That's who you're talking about, right?
Who's Captain Orion? I'm just looking at right now.
Yeah, there's two captains. Captain Vortex is the villain, apparently.
Well, who's gonna be the villain? I mean, I mean,
I guess I can do the villain.
There's a lot. There's a lot of characters, so I guess we gotta figure. So okay.
There's a ton.
Yeah,
there's a ton of characters. So I was like, who's gonna play who?
I don't know. We have to. we'll have to really figure this out. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Well, if Blurdog is gonna be the narrator, I forget it. Blurdog's going to be the narrator, and he's going to be Captain Orion. Bex, you can be Captain Vortex.
Oh, gross.
And okay. Let me see. There's a I can't pronounce these names. Well, Korg I can pronounce, but Axelara?
Yeah, I was like, what kind of name is that?
I put it in the AI, okay? I didn't do nothing. I had zero effect. I just said, make a sci-fi galaxy spaceship, something similar to Star Trek. And then just spat out all this. It was Zora.
No wonder there's so many characters.
All right, I'll be Korg, I'll be Zarok and Gronk. I guess Lena, I think this is a female, so Bex, you'll be Lena.
Zalara.
Zalara? I guess, her and Lucy as well.
Wait, yeah.
Are they Lucy?
I don't know the other character.
There's also a Max in here.
Oh, wow. I'll be Max. I'll be all that stuff. I'll be or something. I don't know how this whole story goes. Did anyone read it through or... You just, because I gave it to you the last minute, so no one had no preparation.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't even sure if we were going to do a honest, podcast because it was last minute.
To be honest, you said what?
I said I wasn't even sure if it was going to be a podcast because it was last minute.
Oh, yeah, this is all last, like, I mean, this is not last minute. I made this on Monday.
Yes, this is all last minute. You were correct.
No, I told y'all that there's going to be a script that, you know, coming out for sci-fi. Now, the thing is, I made this on Monday. Did I look at it or anything? No, because I kept on saying, continue the story. And then I was like, all right, so I'll give it to them and we'll all be, yeah, surprise. Because I don't know what the hell, I mean, what's going on in the story. I didn't go and look over it and be like, oh, you let me
Who's
check.
Who's Dwayne? Huh? Who's playing Dwayne?
Oh, there's a Dwayne?
I think it's The Rock. He raises his eyebrow.
Is there a Dwayne in here?
It did there is a Dwayne. Again.
It is? How did it make it in there again?
Wait, oh, I have man, no
this
idea.
Is what? AI. This is AI.
Everything is new.
Yeah. You got elderly alien, scholar.
I don't know what's going on. We'll go on. Let's start.
There's a reporter. There's a bartender.
Oh, this thing has everything. I was just saying, make a thing. Just start Star Trek. Well, whenever you're ready.
Lucy and John are like the main characters.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
How Dwayne Johnson made it again is beyond me. The AI really likes Dwayne Johnson.
I guess.
I don't know why.
I guess it does.
Later, AI you go find out Dwayne been a funny AI ever since. I wonder why.
You know why? They're most likely trying to get donations for Hawaii.
They're still trying to. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Go kick it off. Start out.
All right, let's see. Okay, so I'm starting with the command center of the starship. That one I'm starting off and I'm naming the characters, or that's just after naming the characters?
Yeah. Where is that? I don't see that.
It's at the top.
I see Faden.
Faden? What did you get?
Whatever you sent me.
I sent you one galaxy. I've sent one galaxy.
The Galactic Odyssey.
Yeah, I have Faden.
Scroll on
is my first.
What?
Where are you guys at?
I'm at the very top.
I'm at the very top. The title says the Galactic Odyssey.
No, I don't even see the cover.
Bloodhart, what's going on?
Hold on. I don't know.
Share your screen. Can you show? I'm so. Are you able to share?
I legit see Faden. Cut to pit line. Lane Day. John, a charming and handsome man in his mid 30s.
What are you?
You got a completely different
script. What? Wait. I don't. Bloodhart. What's the title?
Am I in a different script?
No. What?
You got to be.
Hold on. No. Hold on.
I see it now. I don't know what. Maybe that was the old one.
Did you have the Racing Dreams one?
Yeah, I think it was the Racing Dreams.
For a second, I was like, Dwayne Johnson, how did he come up into a sci-fi?
I was looking for it, and I was like, I don't see Dwayne in it, but I guess it's in there somewhere.
Oh, I see it now. I'm on the same page, same script, guys. Testing you.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so am I starting off with the command center of the starship, or am I going after?
Oh, we had a good one.
or am I going after all the characters?
You're gonna name it at the title, at the beginning.
He's not gonna have to name all the characters, right?
Okay, fine. We're just gonna jump into it. Just go to Captain.
Oh, I guess a petite telepathic jellyfish-like being. I guess
explaining a character since it's supposed to be a voiceover script.
Well, you know, to be honest, people are listening, so they kind of want a description of what these characters are.
Okay.
I'll eat the blurred off.
Alrighty.
Yeah. She said the white is backhanded again.
I was like, he's here again. Even in the universes. Oh my
hey, that guy. I mean, Fast and Furious are in space, so maybe they left.
Oh, get that out of here, man! Dang it, I forgot about that.
What did he say?
Fast and Furious went to space. Maybe they left the Rock out there.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, let's go, Blurdot. Let's go.
All right. The Galactic Odyssey. The command center of the starship is bustling with activity as various alien crew members, each representing a different species, operate consoles and monitors. Zalara, a humanoid reptilian alien with emerald green scales. Ooh. Kord, a hulking forearm insectoid creature.
Ooh.
Lena, a petite telepathic jellyfish-like being.
Of course.
Zarok, a tall, slender humanoid with blue skin and bioluminescent markings. Grunk, a diminutive, technology-savvy robotic alien. I'm Captain Orion, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Captain Orion, a charismatic human-like captain, stands at the center of the room addressing a queue.
Dressing the crew.
He said what?
Is that what he asked? That's me.
Yeah. And I forgot who I was. I know he said he was Captain Orion first, and then he, I remember.
I mean, okay, you know what? Fine, I'll be Captain Orion. You can be you just be the narrator.
You just booted Blurdock.
All right, Blurdock, go say Captain Orion. Yeah, go.
I can do it. All right. We're approaching the Outer Rim black hole, everyone. Prepare for a jump to hyperspace. The starship enters hyperspace with a dazzling display of lights.
It was Pewy.
That was Keith Rocket. The Outer Rim black hole space continues. The starship emerges near a black hole, surrounded by swirling energy. A massive gravity well certainly pulls them in. Alarms blare as the crew members scramble to regain control. Brace yourselves. The ship is engulfed by blinding light, and suddenly everything goes dark.
Gotta add a special effect.
Gotta add the special effects. Mysterious alien planet during the day. The starship crash lands on a lush alien planet, surrounded by towering bioluminescent flora. The crew members stagger out of the wreckage, disoriented but unharmed.
Where are we?
System are offline. We're stranded.
This place is alive with psychic energy.
What is Zorak? What is he? A tall...
She's a jellyfish.
No, that one I don't know. That's my character. Oh. We're beyond.
Are you the humanoid?
What?
Yeah, you're the slender humanoid.
Yeah, blue skin. I got it. Okay. We're beyond the outer rim in uncharted space. Oh, Grunt, is this the hulking?
We need to fix the ship and get out of here.
The crew explores the planet, encountering strange and hostile creatures. They also discover ancient ruins that suggest an advanced civilization once lived there.
Hostiles incoming!
They fend off the creatures with their unique abilities and weapons, gradually learning to work together. The crew stumbles upon a holographic archive that reveals the planet's history. It was a sanctuary for refugees fleeing a galactic war, protected by an ancient force field.
The force field is still active.
That really annoys me, but keep on going.
Why does it annoy you?
I don't know.
It's your turn, Zara.
Jeez, mind your business. I'm doing my telepathic skills here, you rude person.
I forgot what Zora. Okay. We need this relic to
Slender.
Repair. Oh, yeah. We need this relic to repair our ship. Who's Korg?
Is that the robot?
Korg, it's a hulking for
The hulking? Oh, I got it wrong. Was the hulking. What you're doing, Korg, blurred out.
Okay. But there are others who want it too.
It's so loud.
As they attempt to retrieve the artifact, they are confronted by a rival alien crew led by the charismatic but ruthless Captain Vessa.
Who's that?
That one I just
is
saw.
Is that a girl or a boy?
I don't. They don't explain. But I assume Bessa sounds like a female's name, but I don't know.
It's probably female. Go back.
You're not the only one stranded here.
A fierce battle ensues with the two crews using their unique abilities and weapons. It ends with a truce when they realize they must work together to escape the planet.
Man, that was fast. that resulted in that.
The combined crew manages to disable the force field, but it triggers a seismic event. The planet begins to crumble, and they rush to the starship. Hold on, everyone. They narrowly escape the planet's destruction. Oh. As the starship exits the gravitational pull of the black hole, the crew members reflect on their adventure.
We may be different species, but together we're unstoppable. And we've learned the power of unity.
I thought they both had different voices. It sounded like the same person.
She tried.
You're right, Bardock. Let's keep it going.
And that's what will bring us home.
This is like a Marvel Cinematic Universe. Too many characters.
Yeah. The starship vanishes into the depth of space, leaving behind the mysterious planet forever changed by their presence. Ooh. Starship, deep space, starship, and hyperspace, night. The starship speeds through hyperspace, but the crew's newfound unity is about to be tested as they come under attack. The Black Hole Pirate Crew, led by the menacing Captain Vortex, emerges from the shadow, their heavily armed spacecraft closing in on the starship. Alarm blare, and the crew rushes to their battle station.
Pirates are on our tail.
She has an Irish accent now. Grunt. I'll try to reroute the power to the shields.
Melina uses her telepathic ability to communicate with the pirates.
Captain Vortex, we don't want trouble. We just want to go home.
What?
I'm speaking telepathically.
Yeah. All right.
I'm currently Jean Grey at the moment.
You wish.
Hater. Hurry up. Who's Captain Vortex?
Oh, I think it was supposed to be you, but I'll be Captain Vortex. I don't know. It could be a
game. Yeah, maker. I think you fit the role better.
All right. Home, you're in my territory now. And you got something we want. That's you, Blurda.
Oh, I'm cool. Okay. They're boarding us. Pirates breach the starship, engaging in a fierce firefight with the crew. The starship's corridors become a battleground as the crew members fight off the invaders using their unique abilities.
All right, before I do Zorak, I have to say, 100% Blurdog, that thing that you said with Korg, that's 100% a voice actor. You just need to keep that. That was legit right there. That was legit.
Okay.
I'll blind them with light.
Lena, see if you can reason with their captain.
Lena uses her telepathic powers to make a psychic connection with Captain Vortex.
I wish I could say, what happened to your Irish accent?
Captain Vortex, there's no need for bloodshed. We can negotiate.
Negotiate? What do you have that worth anything to me?
And there we are.
The crew members manage to push the pirates back to the cargo bay. Captain Vortex, intrigued by Lena's proposal, agrees to a truce.
Easy enough.
Oh, all right. I'll hear you out. All right. I'll hear you out.
I'm sorry. The crew and pirates sit around a table, tense but willing to talk. I lost the page.
Oh. We have an artifact from a lost civilization. It can make you rich.
Go on.
Lena and the crew explain the artifact's power and its potential for wealth. Captain Vortex driven by greed, agrees to spare them in exchange for the artifact.
Wait, hold on. Wait, back up. Hold on. Oh, wait. This is AI. Sorry. You telling me the team, they're like, here, have this, and it'll make you rich, and you let us go. Ain't no battle. It's just here. Wow. The easiest negotiation I've ever seen in my life.
Yep. Deal. We'll give you the artifact once we're safely back in the known space.
You better not cross me.
The pirates withdraw, leaving the starship intact. The crew members breathe a sigh of relief, but are left with a lingering sense of unease.
We can't trust them, you know.
I know.
Let's fix the ship and keep a close watch. We can't let our guard down. While repairing the ship, the crew members discuss their options.
We can't give them the artifact. It's too powerful in the wrong hands.
Agreed. But we need to plan to outsmart them.
I've been working on something!
Oh, gosh.
Grunt unveils a hologram. Grunt unveils a holographic blueprint for a decoy artifact.
Well, give them this fake one, and we keep the real artifact. Huh?
It's the mailman blur.
I was thinking the same thing. The mailman somehow made it to space.
I know, mailman made it. He's like, you're the first.
The crew members nod in agreement, realizing that they must outwit the pirates to ensure their survival and return home. The starship continues on its course through hyperspace with the decoy artifact on board. Inside the ship, tensions run high as the crew members prepare for the inevitable confrontation with the black hole pirate crew. The crew gathers around a holographic projection of their plan. Remember, the decoy artifact is our bargaining chip. We can't let Captain Vortex suspect a thing. Oh. Alina?
I'll maintain the psychic link with Captain Vortex, ensuring he believes the artifact is real.
And I'll set up a... What? A sophist? Sophisticated. Oh, man. Dude, I was like, I need to go.
I thought you were reading something else.
I don't know what I was reading. I was reading something. And I'll set up a sophisticated security system to protect the real artifact. What?
Okay. When the time comes, we'll lure them into the trap and make her escape.
Alexa has a different mood swing. Her voice be changing different times.
She's obviously very expressive and in different languages.
Oh no. Not one of those.
And I'll be ready to give them the taste of my insectoid strength.
And my gadget will be our secret weapon.
Not the mailman.
The crew works together to prepare the decoy artifact, creating an elaborate ruse to include holographic projections and intricate traps to fool the pirates. Captain Orion monitors their progress from his quarters, his expression of mixed of determination and concern. We come too far to fail now. As the starship continues its journey through hyperspace, the crew members maintain their vigilance, constantly preparing for the imminent encounter with the black hole pirate crew. A blip appears on the starship's radar, indicating the approach of the black hole pirate crew.
They're closing in! Brace yourselves!
I can't. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what.
Oh, man. The crew members ready themselves for the confrontation, positioning themselves strategically around the decoy artifact. Captain Vortex pirate ship docks with the starship, and the pirate crew boards.
Hand over the artifact.
Of course, Captain. Right this way.
Ooh. Yeah, wow. The crew leads Captain Vortex and his pirates to the decoy artifact, which is prominently displayed in the center of the cargo bay.
At last!
As Captain Vortex approaches the artifact, an intricate security system activates, trapping the pirates inside a shimmering energy field.
Gotcha.
And now it's our turn. The crew members emerge from the shadows, ready to confront the trapped pirate. The starship suddenly accelerates, leaving the pirate ship behind as it returns to hyperspace. The pirates struggle to escape the energy field, but the crew members hold them at bay.
You won't be following us.
We're on our way home, everyone. The crew successfully outwits the black hole pirate crew and secures their freedom, knowing that their journey is far from over. The starship hurtles through hyperspace. The crew members finally take a moment to catch their breath after outsmarting the black hole pirate crew. However, the universe has one more unexpected challenge in store for them. As they traverse the vastness of hyperspace, an unforeseen anomaly engulfs of the starship. The crew members are thrown about as the alarm blare and systems go haywire. The crew struggles to regain control of the ship as they are engulfed by a swirling, luminous tunnel of energy.
What's happening? We're caught in some kind of energy vortex. This isn't just any vortex. It's a temporal anomaly.
We're being pulled in.
The starship is pulled deeper into the anomaly. It's surrounding, distorting, and shifting in a dazzling display of colors. The starship emerges from the temporal anomaly into a strange and uncharted region of space. They find themselves floating amid celestial phenomena that defy comprehension. Swirly, nebulae, erratic temporal rifts, and colossal time-warping wormholes. By the stars, where are we?
Our chronometers are malfunctioning. But if I had to guess, we're traveling through time.
Time travel? Are you sure?
I can sense it. Okay. We've been propelled into the future. This place is unlike anything I've ever seen.
This girl luxury got like 200 different people in her. She didn't cast those devils out.
Okay, mailman, whatever. I forgot to use like a reptile. I'm trying to do a snake now. Leave me alone.
First an Irish accent, then just a normal. We're doing the same bunch as Lena. At least Lena is consistent. Electro just everywhere. She's just like, what are we going to get this time?
I could do my Waspinator voice next time.
Okay, let's go.
As they peer through the viewports, they see unfamiliar constellations and celestial bodies. The crew realizes that they have been transported unimaginable millennia into the future. We need to figure out where we are and how to get back home.
I'm picking up fate signals from a nearby planet. It might hold some answers.
The starship descends towards the mysterious planet, entering its atmosphere. As they approach the surface, the crew members are awed by the planet's alien landscape and strange architecture.
Ooh, ah.
The starship lands in a futuristic cityscape where advanced technology and unfamiliar species thrive. The crew exits the ship cautiously, drawing curious looks from the planet inhabitants.
Look at this place.
She's having a moment.
It's like nothing we've ever seen.
We're definitely not in our time anymore. They approach an elderly alien scholar who seemed intrigued by their arrival.
Greetings, travelers from the past.
I can understand him through telepathy.
What? You crossed the boundaries of time. Your arrival is significant.
Can you help us return to our time?
I possess knowledge of temporal rifts. I will assist you, but first, you must help us with a matter of great importance.
The crew member... The crew members exchange glances, realizing that their journey through time has only just begun, and the challenges of the future hold new mysteries and adventures. The crew, led by the elderly alien scholar, embarks on a mission to assist with the distribution of alien cargo ships to other planets within the futuristic society. These advanced spacecraft appear to harness exotic energy sources, making interstellar travel faster and more efficient.
Our society has thrived over the eons. But we have a responsibility to aid other civilizations in their development.
We're here to help. The crew members, now a diverse team from different eras, begin working alongside the planet's inhabitants to prepare the cargo ships for their journey. They learn about the advanced technology, cultures, and ways of life in this future world. The crew assists in the final preparations of one of the cargo ships. They marvel at the cutting-edge technology and unique alien craftsmanship.
These ships are unlike anything we've ever seen.
You got lips?
It's like a snake!
I wonder if we can incorporate some of this tech into our ship, starship.
We're not just helping them. We're learning from them.
And maybe in the process, we'll uncover clues about returning to our time.
The crew and the inhabitants gather as this cargo ship is prepared for launch. The atmosphere is charged with excitement and hope as the ship's engine hum with energy.
This cargo ship carries knowledge, resources, and technology to aid a struggling civilization. You are contributing to their future, even though we're in the future.
The cargo ship gracefully takes off, disappearing into the depth of space. We become a part of something greater than ourselves.
What?
Yeah. Over time, the crew continues to assist in distributing cargo ships to various planets. They witness the positive impact their actions have on these civilization, as they share knowledge and resources, fostering cooperation and peace among the stars. One day, as the crew members help launch another cargo ship, a series of temporal disturbances ripples through the atmosphere. The crew members feel a powerful pull signaling the reopening of a temporal rift.
It's happening again.
She's trying to yell but can't, like, it's about to... her voice just faded out. It's like, I can't yell but it's that.
sensing the rift. This is our chance to go home.
I thought we fulfilled our duty here.
Let's go back to our time. The crew board one of the cargo ships, which has been retrofitted with some of the advanced technology they learned about.
I'll take it back home. I'll set the coordinates to return to our era.
The cargo ship launches into space, heading for the reopened temporal rift. The cargo ship approaches the shimmering temporal rift, and as it enters, the crew members brace themselves for the journey back to their time. The cargo ship emerges from the temporal rift back into a familiar surroundings of their own starship. The crew members share a moment of triumph and relief as they realize they successfully returned to their era. Oh, no. We're home. The crew members share a moment of triumph and relief as they realize they successfully returned to their era. The crew celebrates their triumph return, relishing the familiar sights and sounds of their own era. Yet their joy is short-lived as an ominous presence loomed on the horizon. The Black Hole Pirate Crew ship emerges from the shadows, closing in on them once more. They follow us through the temporal rift.
We can't let them take us down now.
The crew members rush to their battle stations, their faces set in grim determination. They've outsmarted the pirates before, but this time, the stakes are higher than ever.
We need to be one step ahead.
I got some upgrades from the future. We can use them.
They won't know what hit us. They won't know what hit them.
Let's show them the power of unity.
What a cornball. Everyone's saying epic lines. Let's show them the power of unity.
Oh man. The starship and the pirate ship engage in high speed space battle. Lasers and energy beams lighting in the cosmic void.
You thought you could escape us, did you?
We're not the same crew you faced before. The ship evades enemy fire. The ship evades enemy fire with newfound agility, courtesy of Grunk's futuristic upgrades. Nina uses her telepathic abilities to disrupt the pirate's crew's communication and coordination. As the battle rages on, the crew members maintain their composure, working together seamlessly. Zalara, Energy Blade, clashes with Captain Vortex weapon, while Cord and Sektoid's strength overpowers the pirate in hand-to-hand battle.
Boom! What's this? Someone slapping?
Hand-to-hand combat.
We can't let them win. We have faced worse odds and come out on top.
Together, we're unstoppable.
The crew's relentless determination and unity begin to turn the tide of the battle in their favor. They disable the pirate ship's weapons and engine, leaving it adrift in space.
This isn't over.
The pirate crew retreats, their ship damaged and powerless. The crew members of the ship shared a collective sigh of relief, knowing that they bested their adversaries once more. Let's make sure they don't follow us again. The starship activates its hyperdrive, leaving the defeated pirate ship behind as it speeds towards its destination. The starship disappears into the cosmic expanse, leaving the black hole pirate crew far behind. As the starship continues its journey through the cosmos, the crew members reflect on their final encounter with the black hole pirate crew. Their unwavering unity, resourcefulness, and determination have not only ensured their survival, but also allowed them to overcome their greatest adversaries. With newfound strength and lessons learned, they remain steadfast in their quest to explore the universe, knowing that whatever challenges lies ahead, they will face them together. With unity.
With unity!
Bro, we got the most driest captain ever. Bro, that captain was hella dry. Captain Orion. Sounds like, man, he was just getting there for a paycheck.
Yep.
And he's like, okay, we made it safe. $1 million, guys.
Yeah. Man. That's all. It was just cargo ships. They were just shipping cargo.
We are home.
Bro, he wasn't enthusiastic. He wasn't happy. It was like, dude, Captain Vorte was trying to spice things up, and he's like, nah.
I'm just here for a paycheck.
Yeah. Alex Laura, whatever, was just having trying different things.
She was finding herself in all the universes.
She was trying all these different eras.
She was trying to find herself in these different eras.
Character Grunk is just the male bad that just made it to space. Zorak is just...
Every time you do the mailman voice, I'm like, oh god.
Bags in the background sound like she's in a movie. Every time something happens, she's like, oh no. Baby, no. Come on now.
I'm like, not again.
Lean On just feels like she just constipated. Just every time. Like, every time she does telepathy, it just hurts. It's like, just
released. Yeah. She's taking her time. It's hard to be a telepath. You wouldn't know.
I feel like she's gonna, like, pop a blood vessel in her jellyfish tentacles. Zorak is just something that's just normal, just no expression, nothing, just like... nothing. Man, who was the other person I was? I was someone else, or no?
Krog?
No, he was Court. I was Zorak and Grunt, and then something else. But yeah, what do you think of this AI?
Sci-fi. Didn't it repeat itself? So AI is getting better.
Oh yeah, it did not. No, yeah. It did not.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't. It almost somewhat repeated itself. But the crew emerges like it, that part, but unlike the other one, it was almost like I felt like I read the same thing twice.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So you could tell it's getting better.
Yeah, it's getting better.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But you can tell it's still like,
no, it's
recycled
still, yeah,
from other scripts.
It's still
so
caca.
Yeah,
thank you, Bags. It's still caca.
Yeah, that's the one thing that the writers and actors are trying to avoid, or the writers are trying to avoid with this. But, yeah, you know, the studio would want this. They think this is gold.
Yeah, I'm gonna save money. Yeah. I guess liquid gold.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, this is gonna make us millions. Just feed it into it. Make us a sci-fi something. Yep. That's all the different aliens and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's like, and speaking of AI, yesterday I actually saw a movie based on AI.
How was it?
The Creator?
Yeah. Yep.
It was pretty good.
I mean, it was what I saw was the Golden Child mixed with iRobot. I was just looking at it like I've kind of seen these two movies before in one.
iRobot before Will Smith got crazy.
Yeah, but it was, other than that, it was an enjoyable movie. I liked it.
I'm not seeing it. I'm past.
Wait, is it in theaters?
Yeah, it's in theaters. Yeah, because that first part of the movie is kind of like, you know, I guess my fear. You know, first thing I said was Skynet and Terminator, because I guess the bomb exploded in L.A. and that was the cause of the AI.
Well, don't worry about bomb in L.A. I mean, you're not going to be affected. You know, Bex is the only one going to be affected because she's down in L.A. or next to L.A. She'll probably get smoke or something.
Please don't bomb L.A. Let's be nice here.
But they did something different that I never thought that they would happen with AI. Is actually, they were actually fighting for, like, the robots that were there. People are actually fighting for the robots to keep them alive, because I guess they perfectedly kept robots from actually killing people. Like, there's robots that they said is impossible to harm people. So, but, you know, us humans, we wanted to destroy the robots because of what happened with Ella. So, I mean, it was an interesting movie. I wouldn't go to the theaters to watch it. Just wait till it comes out, and you know, if you just you got nothing else to watch, you know, you can throw that on. It was decent.
Yeah, I think it was like something I saw in the trailer. It was like, what was a little kid said, like, dude, something go to heaven or hell or something. And I'm like, you go to something called a reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, what is they trying to do? It's like you go to the blue screen. The blue screen.
because I initially saw that trailer and I was like, I wasn't intrigued, but it's actually better than I expected.
Is it like Cyberpunk or like the game Cyberpunk or a little bit or something like that? Would you think or no?
Have you ever played
Cyberpunk?
I never played it because I heard so many glitches.
Oh yeah,
I'm not taking that chance. But no. I did see the animated series that they have on Netflix. That was actually pretty good.
I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah. But it's not in the cyberpunk era, but yeah, like the technology and all the other stuff.
She finally
lost connection.
Was the script too much for her? AI, the sci-fi?
I guess so.
What just happened? Yeah. I think we'll find out, but... Yes. I hope we get the recording. Oh no. I hope everything's something. What happened? I guess we gotta keep on talking or something. I hope they didn't, you know, I hope they didn't get LA, but she's not in LA. Oh man, the movie's playing out LA. Now. Okay, man. You ready? All right.
Yeah.
Welcome back. What? Why are you laughing? What happened?
I don't know what happened. My laptop just shut off.
Oh, wow. AI's coming.
It hurt too much.
What happens when I download CopyScript?
You spoil what happened. They were like, he's on to us. Who's the closest to LA? Bex. Shut off her computer.
Man, I'm telling you, the AI's hacking.
AI, man. Yeah. You know, I couldn't. I mean, I'll say this one thing. When they were talking about AI and stuff, I was like, oh, this is awful because in church, I'm sorry, I had to relay it back to church, but it was this lady talking about, like, in the Bible scripture. It's like, it was like in the book of Joshua when they're saying when they went to the to take over this country. And then she was like, you know, so when they took over AI, and I was like, hey, what? Wait, hold on, what? is that how you say it? I thought it was just in the Bible, it was just like I or something. Because, you know, whatever, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it has the A and then like a capital A and then a lowercase I.
Uh-huh.
I thought it just was like A or something. I didn't know when she said AI, and I was like, AI.
Wow.
Man. Because when she said that, it just hit everything, which is AI, just artificial intelligent. Yeah. I was like, oh, what's going on? AI back in the book. Ages, man. I think we need to learn from the book of Joshua, man. And be like, oh, man. They're giving us answers. That AI is about to go crazy. Yeah. Oh. But it's good to have you back, Bex.
Thank you.
That's good. Well, it was just that script.
Okay.
We have 10 more minutes. We got to make that mark. So, how was your weekend, Blurdock?
Other than the movie.
Yeah.
My weekend was pretty same. I mean, the same. You know, work, relax.
Okay. That's
good. Yeah, that's just pretty much it. Didn't really do much else.
Okay. That's good. My week was good. Nothing much. Just work. And I just dealing with that. And, you know, everything's just good. Good. Everything's, you know, all right at church. So that's all good. Bex, how is your wonderful, wondrous
weekend? So I hung out with my sister. She came down from San Diego.
Oh, San Diego.
That's nice.
So I did a whole family day. I cooked. I also knocked out my instructor video. So I sent that off.
Oh.
No.
So I did that. What?
I said, oh. I don't know why Blood. I said, oh. I'm just like.
Is it the
instruction video?
Yeah, it's the instruction. Oh, so the instruction video, to give people instructions.
It's the dance fitness one.
Yeah, the dance fitness.
Are you sending it to submit to become an instructor? Or are you just?
Yeah, I was sending it all for the final video. Yeah, you have to send out the video.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So I did that.
You got it.
And then, what else did I do? I washed my dishes, did laundry.
Okay, well, that's just normal stuff. I mean, with me and Parada does that too. I mean, we watched.
Oh, and I started watching The Golden Bachelor.
Of course. Every time when I pop up on Netflix or Hulu and see something, I'd be like, Bex be watching this.
And I'm watching Old People Fall in Love.
Oh, wow.
The Bachelor is 71, and... Even Jimmy Kimmel's auntie was there. She was 84. She fell asleep on the couch. Her name was Chippy.
Oh, man.
It's actually cute. I like how the old people are falling in love. I just can't stand when they kiss. It's like, ugh.
Oh, man. It's like oatmeal just being spooned together. Just,
yeah.
That is the perfect description. What happened?
That was the perfect description of what it is.
What happened?
Except that when you said you're like two old people kissing, Keith Rockin said it's like oatmeal being mushed together.
Wow, look how he's laughing. He's sick.
I just
look at he's legit hardcore laughing.
Because when I said it, and then Blurdock was like, no, you're right. Exactly. That's what it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm watching that. It's pretty cute. It's kind of sad. He was married for 43 years to his high school sweetheart, and she got sick and died.
Yeah, that's,
now he's on. Now he's seeing if he can find another true, his second true love.
Yeah, see, me at that point, I'm done.
You're just gonna be single for the rest of your life.
Yes. No, he's looking at the door. He's like, either whoever comes first, Jesus or the death.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, if I'm married, you wouldn't remarry? 43 years, and like I'm
good. Don't say that. He's still married right now. I'll say that.
No, I'm saying after like that, you wouldn't try like a second time.
Not at a, after 60, 70 years old, no. I'm
done. So you'll just be single?
Yes. I'm just going to die old, man.
Would you still like talk to women, or you just be like single alone and leave women alone?
I mean, I think at that age, I think I'll be too tired of women. I done dealt one for 40 plus years. I think I'll be done at that time.
What Blood I was trying to say is that his tank is going to be empty on E.
Yeah.
It's going to be on E. The check engine light is going to be on. I've been blinking for at least.
Yeah, well, the check engine light been on for the past 10 years. It's still running.
Oh, my God.
Just waiting for it to break down.
And battery dying and stuff.
Yeah, battery dying. The only thing that needs to go off is the transmission.
It's only at a 1 volt. You need a 12 volt to get it going.
Yep. I mean, it would just be like, you know, just deal with the family, grandkids, and great grandkids.
You're gonna have the hazard light, like the hazard light on.
I would just rather deal with that than try to find love again.
But a lady, her husband passed, so there's just a lot of them, and they're all. The oldest was 84. She got voted off. Then I think the 75-year-old got voted off, and then there's like one that's like 74. He's 71. And then some are in their 60s.
What is it? Just like a Big Brother type love show?
So it's The Bachelor, where all these like one guy and like 20 women. And he eliminates them.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Yeah.
But I think it's cute. I just don't like the kissing.
Yeah, you don't like oatmeal, just mush them together.
I want that.
It reminds me of if my grandparents were alive, what it would look like. That was only like,
I did actually watch an episode of One Piece. It was actually pretty decent, but I still haven't been back to it. Still haven't had no urge to go back to it.
You good. I just read the manga now, and I don't even read it fully. I just skip to be like, is there something interesting, important? All right.
Are they done making it yet?
No, they're still going. It's going to be going until...
Okay, when it's the last final episode, I will celebrate.
Yeah. Well, I saw the live action episode. I saw one episode of that.
I watched one. All you need to do is... Yeah. Wait, you said you watched the live action one, right?
Yeah, the live action
one. Wait, hold on. Back up. Bex, did you finish the live action?
No, I haven't finished it. Yeah. I've been watching my 90 Day Fiance. I have to support love. The UK one already finished, so I'm down to The Other Way, which is on the Tell All, and then next is 90 Days.
How many are there?
And then I'm watching The Golden Bachelor, so you know I have to support the love. So there's 90 days before the 90 days, so before they're engaged. The Other Way of 90 Day Fiance, which means that they're living in the country instead of America. Then you have like single life 90 days when they get divorced, or their relationship when they get divorced, and then. They leave each other, and then the foreigner is now in the country.
Is there one where, like, the two who go, you know, succeed and stuff, like having a kid? Is it like now it's taking care of a kid reality TV show?
No, actually, the ones that do have kids that have been married for a while don't really, like, there's one family that does, but it's because they're so drama. But other than that, you don't really see the kids.
Interesting.
But there are ones that are happily married. I've been watching Love is Blind too, but it's kind of boring.
Man, Bex, you're watching all these love show and stuff.
I just love when people find their person and I have to support it. Because love is just hard to find.
Yeah, it is, especially nowadays.
Oh my gosh, nowadays is 20,000 times worse.
Oh, it's
horrible. Well, anyway.
Oh, well, I guess we're changing the subject now. Changing the subject
now. Yeah, because now he's going that way. We don't need to know all that information for that. We already know it's all whatever's going on, you know, in the world. That's the world. But either way, has anyone seen the trailer for Dune or even watched the first part, Dune?
No, I haven't watched
it. What is Dune?
You haven't watched Dune? You haven't watched Dune? It was on HBO Max. No. It was free.
Yeah, it was on HBO Max, but I With me, when they have like a remake or a reboot or whatever, I want to watch the original first.
What is Dune?
And then watch
the new one. I'll explain what Dune is, Bex, in a minute, but hold on. Continue what you're saying, blurt out.
Oh, I was just saying, when it comes to remakes or reboots, I like to watch the original first and then watch because they have one in 1986. It was the Dune in 1986, and then they made this one, Dune Part 1. So I know they got Dune Part 2, so I need to get up on it. I heard it was really good.
Oh, it is. One. Except for Zendaya.
Yeah.
She got paid hella money just to just look into the camera like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. After Euphoria. Yeah, she get after Euphoria.
She was just looking just into the camera. Like, her whole thing throughout the movie was just looking just with deep eyes and stuff like... And, like, the music was like... You know that Saudi Arabian music, like, and then like hella, sand just going everywhere.
You mean with the tambourines?
There was no tambourines, but it would have made no difference if they added a tambourine. But anyway, Dune is a bunch of people in sand. They are basically in Egypt, and they are just on some firefly flying machines that could fly. But they gotta watch out for these sand eaters because these giant sandworms, they're hella big. And they try to kill them or try to get them.
So is it like the sand people on The Lost Avatar?
No, it's like the sand people in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're all in sand. Everything is sand. Sand everywhere. Sand. No water.
Can you switch your Tom Hanks picture? Sand. I can't take you seriously.
Yes.
It's just sand. Just more sand and sand. And then you see pale albinos, you know, thinking they run stuff. And then it's more sand and sand.
Did they give an explanation on where they're at? Like what happened?
They're on a different planet. And they're on sand.
The planet of sand.
Why would I want to watch the sand?
Because it's epic. Because it's sand. Then there's witches. Dune. Witches in there. Witches.
Oh, yeah.
Sand.
It's the futuristic movie about being
a dune. But it's not the witches that you think is the witches and stuff like that, but still witches and stuff. It's something stupid. But either way, you know, it's like the chosen boy. It's like, I'm a chosen boy. And then there's sand.
For me.
And then you see a black guy with a camel. And you're like, whoa, is it Egypt? Oh, and he's like, no, it's sand. Sin.
I like the camel.
Sin. And his mom is a witch, but she abandoned the witch, whatever, self to order. So they're now trying to kill him. And, you know, more sin. And that was a galactic war. I don't know how we got off to a galactic war when it was just nothing but sand.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like my cup of tea.
It's sci-fi.
I like sci-fi, but the sand and you emphasizing the sand does not make me want to watch
it. Oh, yeah. It was so much sand. They got caught up in a sandstorm, so they got hella... More sand was hitting their screen and stuff, and it was like cracking and stuff. It was more sand. Then they got stuck in the sand. Then they found Zendaya, and she was just looking at them like some deer caught in headlights, just like... With some big old eyes, just googly eyes, like, ooh, and it was like, sand. It was like, who are you? And he's like, I'm the chosen one. And I was like, more sand. And then,
That's a lot of sand.
And today I had blue eyes, and I said, that does not look right. But sand.
Yep. Sand. That's, There's just sand everywhere.
Yeah, sand.
Okay. More sand. And this is called what?
Doom. Boruhoku.
Yeah, I will not be watching this Doom thing.
I heard it was good though.
It was good. It was awesome.
It has great reviews. Keith Rock is not helping with the sand.
It was sand.
Sand is too much. All he said was, and then there's Zendaya with blue eyes. Sand. And then there's a sandstorm. And then there's more sand. A camel. There's a African American on his camel. Sand.
Yeah. It's for real. I'm not joking. It was
sand. It's a lot of sand. Yeah, it's called Doom.
I could go to a desert and see sand. I'm okay.
Yeah. But sand. I guess it's a lot to it. It's a futuristic movie. But,
more sand. I'm good on the sand. And then you see this. This guy was sand.
Oh,
it was
my gosh. Really? I got the picture.
This guy is sand.
I got it with the sand.
Jeez, hold on.
You really get to see the dunes?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give it a shot at some point.
Yeah.
But I'm actually surprised there's one movie that I've watched. I'm not sure if you guys are a fan or watched the movie, the Predator movies.
Oh, I love Predator.
Have you seen Prey?
Oh, I have not. Is it good?
Yes, it really is.
Is there sand in it?
No, there's no sand in Prey. And that's on Hulu, right?
That's on Hulu.
It's been on Hulu for a long time.
I forgot about it, actually.
It's actually pretty good. It's surprisingly good that I guess it actually has been nominated for six Emmys.
Oh, I love Predator.
I have another movie. It's Avatar Way of Water, and it's just nothing but water. I knew you were going to go there with water.
For some reason, I just knew you were going to go there and choose water.
It was just water and water and more water and water, and then it was more water, and it was just... Yeah. And then it was water aliens. Wait, who else saw it? I think you saw it. Beck, did you see Way of Water?
No, I did not.
But I know I told you it was the Maui people, but it was water, and Maui people, and water.
Yeah. You said it was a horrible movie.
It was. I'm not gonna lie. Water. And then I gotta think of another movie. What other movie had like a lot of fire in it? What movie had a lot of fire in it? Well, then, Blood Art, you got to come to California because we got hella fire. I'm done. I can't.
Wildfire.
That's sad. People are dying in the fire, you rude person.
I'm saying it's just in California.
Did you see that the 90-year-old passed, the Congress lady or senator?
Who's screaming outside?
I've just been seeing the...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Bex. I know what you're talking about.
Once you said California, made me think of her.
Because they're going to hold her casket dead body at City Hall if you want to view it. And I'm like, I ain't going to see it.
Ew.
I've just been seeing the death of Dumbledore all over the internet.
Why are you laughing?
Because of you, just like, ew. You just said it out of nowhere. I was like, whoa. I said, they're just going to do just a view to just, you know, the dead body of her. And she's going to be in a casket that's going to have it presented, you know, like at a funeral.
Open casket?
Yeah, open casket or something. Just you see it and stuff. It's just her. You know, you talk about the California senator, right?
Yeah,
they're gonna do that at City Hall and SF, and I was like, one of my coworkers was like, you gonna see them or told me, and I was like, oh, okay, I didn't say I wasn't.
I just don't understand. How are you 90 and serving in the Senate?
All Palpatine. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm on a roll today.
I see. A little too much. You're rolling a little too much today.
The only death I've been seeing is all over the internet is Michael Gaudon.
He said Dumbledore.
Yeah, the Dumbledore guy, yeah. Passed away, so I've been seeing that a lot.
I still don't know about Dumbledore. That's 19. Witchcraft. Yeah. Dumbledore. Yeah. Well, is Bex just getting ready? I guess we got to end the podcast just because she's like, you know, I'm done. It's time to get ready. Yeah, she's trying to pack. I guess so. I guess she's done. She's trying to
pack for a new adventure.
She's packing.
Oh, my dog broke into my... I guess I didn't close the door all the way, so my dog's in.
I thought she was packing up. Like, she was like, she's done. Like, yeah, yo, well, I'm still on the podcast. My next adventure, I'm going to Maui. I don't know where y'all going. Y'all two going to stay where y'all at.
Oh, I'm going to Maui. You guys always make it seem like I'm doing something.
A new adventure for the next new podcast. Adventure.
She's going to go to Canada. She's going to go to the UK. She's going to go to India. It's like, where are you going to India for the Color Fest? And then go to Brazil. She's going to go. She'll probably go to the Olympics next year in Paris. Yeah. She's going everywhere.
I want to go to Paris so bad. I know it's going to smell like urine, but I want to go.
Well, I didn't know that, but ew. No, because I already smell urine in SS. So why do I want to go like, this vacation smell like home?
Well, someone says that like they have like urinal ferment on the street, on the public street.
What?
Yes.
No.
Like, why?
Yes. Why? Yes. No.
Other countries are very, very comfortable.
Wow. They're like, wee. And I'm like, no.
They don't look at it as any kind of sexual matter or anything. Just natural to other countries.
In Europe, nudity is normal. Yes. Like, it's not a big deal. It's not frowned upon.
Nope.
What?
So that's not surprising that they have urinals out in the open.
What? Well, I guess I learned so much today. learned that AI can make somewhat of a story, but still... There's repeats and stuff and some other stuff. But either way, any last words, Bex?
I hope everyone has a wonderful week and see you guys on the next one.
Blardock.
Yep. Everyone just take care of each other. Take care of yourself.
Unity.
Yeah, always remember.
Everybody in unity.
Unity.
Yep, always remember.
Just make sure.
Conquer anything with unity.
If you don't have unity, then you're not going to accomplish anything. You need to have unity.
You have unity or nothing.
Oh, wow. That's deep. Unity or something, or I guess you got unity or something. I don't know. Apparently, in the sci-fi, unity is what gets things going. Yep. All right. Well, until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace out.